Dementialla ja muistisairauksilla viitataan usean aivoissa ilmenevien oireiden kokoelmaan, Alzheimerin taudin ollessa yleisin dementiasairaus. Trevor Crosby on sairastanut Lewy Body Disease-nimistä dementiatautia 7 vuoden ajan. Hänen muistinsa heikkenee joka päivä, mutta hän ei tule koskaan unohtamaan sitä päivää, jolloin diagnoosi kerrottiin.
I was absolutely dumbfounded. I was speechless. I had a lump in my throat. Every emotion in my body was impacted by this terrible news. And I just thought that was the end of it. Well,
Trevor Crosbylla oli farmi New South Walesissa ja hän pyöritti 2 muutakin yritystä. Trevorin oli muutettava elämänsä kaikkia osa-alueita, jotta pärjäisi heikkenevän muistinsa kanssa.
Because I had a diagnosis of dementia, it meant that my mental ability was going to go downhill. Sorry, I've just lost my train of thought there. Oh, the changes, that's right. The changes that we experienced were anything from where we live, we had to retire our business, down to things like driver's licenses were under review annually.
Trevor on 1 413 australialaisesta, jolla on dementia. Jetikan äiti taas oli suhteellisen nuori, kun hänellä diagnosoitiin Alzheimerin tauti 63-vuotiaana.
You go through that shock and you go through that absolute anger. If you deal through that, then you get to that stage of accepting it, that, okay, well, this is what it is, this is what my mom has. Where next? Where now? What do we do? How do we make sure my mom is supported? What support systems are available to us? And that's when we started getting in touch with Alzheimer's Australia.
Jetikan perhe osallistui Alzheimer's Australian elämä dementian kanssa Living with Dementia-ohjelmaan. Ohjelman kautta he tapasivat 8 muuta perhettä, joilla oli vastaavanlaisia kokemuksia. Jotkut sairastuneista olivat vain vähän päälle 50-vuotiaita.
There are people 10 years younger than my mom who are getting this. Listening to people, listening to how they were managing. What the program was really helpful was in terms of how do you then go through the journey of dementia? How do you live well with dementia? What's involved for the carers?
Jetika oppi, että Alzheimerin tauti muuttaa ihmisiä ja että tilanne saattaa olla raskas pääasialliselle hoitajalle, tässä Jetikan isälle.
Whilst it was about what support mechanisms were going to be there for my mom, it was also about my dad as well, making sure how he was supported.
Jetikan ja hänen perheensä piti myös päättää, kuinka hoitovastuuta jaettaisiin ja kuinka sopeutua siihen, että tilanne muuttuu jatkuvasti, kun äidin tila pahenee.
What's the different roles that everyone's going to do? Obviously my dad being the not working, my dad was going to be the primary carer. Then my brother and my sister-in-law. So everyone starts doing different roles to make sure that a support system is set up. To make sure that everyone's supporting, helping, talking. Every week or every month there could be a change in mom. What she could do. Couple of months ago, she will struggle to do that now. Then that's other thing you factor in.
Professori Perminde Shahdevi on New South Walesin yliopiston Center for Health Brain Agingin johtaja. Hän sanoo, että muistisairaudet yleistyvät ja että joka 5. vuosi diagnosoidaan 2-kertainen määrä yli 65-vuotiaita aiempaan verrattuna. Tyypillisesti oireet, kuten muistin heikkeneminen, sekavuus ja tavaroiden unohtelu, alkaa hitaasti ja asteittain.
As it progresses, then a number of other aspects become affected. They may have difficulty in language, they may have difficulty in understanding what is being said or written, they may start having difficulty in writing. And they may have other problems like recognition of people as it advances. And then their personal activities, they have difficulty managing their finances. And they may have difficulty even in their personal care, looking after their hygiene and other personal needs. This happens over several years.
Professori Shachdevi sanoo, että vanhemmat maahanmuuttajat, jotka sairastavat muistisairauksia, saavat usein kotona parempaa hoitoa, koska sopivista laitoshoidon paikoista on puutetta. Vaikka muistisairauksia ei voida parantaa, jokapäiväisen elämän sujumista voidaan helpottaa.
Firstly, people are coming earlier for a diagnosis, and also with good care, you can actually maintain function for several years. Often, in some cases, it will be even up to 10 years, but often we say 5-6 years, even more, that they can continue to function reasonably well before their dementia has advanced to a degree that they need considerable help in their daily activities.
Trevor Crosby diagnosoitiin lähes 3 vuotta sitten. Hän nautti elämästä heräämällä ennen auringon nousua, joogaamalla, harrastamalla urheilua ja viettämällä aikaa läheistensä kanssa. Hän toimii myös vapaaehtoisena dementiapotilaiden puolesta puhujana Alzheimer's Australiassa.
I think really it's a case of recognizing that you've got a problem. You're not the only person in the world that's got that problem. There's a helpline out there that's manned by very capable people who can push you in the right direction as far as getting you to understand your problems. Get the diagnosis as early as possible. You can improve your life. I've proved it. I'm living it. I'm off to play golf this afternoon. I played golf yesterday afternoon.